You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back for another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Tuesday, May 11th in the year 2021. And today we're going to continue talking about former Buckeyes and seeing how they fit within their new teams in the NFL. Today's player of choice, Mr. Josh Myers. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lineup for today in segment two, we will be joined by Evan Western, the managing editor of AcmePackingCompany.com, the SB Nation site covering the Green Bay Packers, as he helps us learn about how Josh Myers fits into the Green Bay Packers offensive line. Segment three, there is a Buckeye, former Buckeye, that will be missing training camp. We'll explain why before we wrap up the show. We begin today's show talking about the top quarterback recruit in the 2023 recruiting class. And, well, Ohio State is among the teams, the schools, that he wants to visit possibly this summer. There's a guy, last name Manning, first name Arch, not Archie, first name Arch, who is now a junior or will be a junior at Isidore Newman in New Orleans, Louisiana. Arch Manning, when he started playing football, you may have seen the clips on the Instagram or on the ESPN or on the Twitter where you're looking at him and you're like, wow, this guy's good. This guy for a youngster, he's really, really good. How advanced his brain is, how quickly he's able as a high schooler at that speed to get things and the touch he's able to put on the ball. And he's really highly sought after, a highly sought after recruit. As many people want Quinn Ewers, I think you'll have more people want Arch Manning. His last name assist with that. Arch Manning is the son of Cooper Manning, the brother of Eli and Peyton. Cooper, honestly, in high school, was truly the better athlete and better football player among Peyton and Eli. Unfortunately, his career got ended in high school due to, I believe, a spinal injury. And it's nice to see that his son is able to play the same game that Cooper loved at a high level as well. Well, on Monday, Steve Wiltfong of 24/7 Sports, he got a report that was given him to him where he was able to put out, or someone else put it out for him actually, the schools that Arch Manning is planning to visit in June and some other schools that Arch Manning has his eyes set on. Current quarterback situation at Ohio State. Just a quick reminder, the three guys that are planning to be in the running at Ohio State to be the starting quarterback this year, you have C.J. Stroud. You have Kyle McCord. And you also have Jack Miller. I'm not sure how I skipped over Jack Miller. Every list I've looked at recently, even some that I've made, have Jack Miller at QB3, which is probably why that's why it's listed like that in my head. But Quinn Ewers coming in the following year, he's 100% committed. I even heard that some recruits are calling him QB1 already. He hasn't played his senior year in high school, and they're already calling him QB1. Excited to see what happens when he comes to Columbus. But Arch Manning, to me, I've seen some tape on Quinn Ewers. I've seen some on C.J. Stroud. Arch Manning, when the ball comes out of his hand and the amount of touch he has that he's put on it as a freshman and a sophomore, it's amazing. I was actually, I want to say I was in Kentucky. I like to hike, so I was in Kentucky last year, actually. I was like, I want to get a quick getaway. I don't want to be going too far. Oh, let's go to Kentucky and do some hiking, some Mammoth Cave, all that kind of stuff. So I was in Kentucky, and I was actually at the table inside the hotel room, looking up film, watching some stuff on Arch Manning in the hotel room. And I was like, this stuff is too good. I got to share it with some of my buddies. My buddy Mike Martin got some videos. My buddy Brian Ricks got some videos. Brian lives down in Houston, played quarterback in high school. And Brian's like, I wasn't doing that in high school. That dude was advanced. And these are sophomore, I think freshman or sophomore tapes of Arch Manning. Arch Manning in June is planning to visit the following schools: Clemson, SMU, Texas, Alabama, and Georgia. He also has his sights set to check out the following schools: Stanford, USC, Ohio State, North Carolina, Virginia, and others. According to 24/7 Sports, their composite rankings, Arch Manning is a five-star recruit. number one recruit in the state of Louisiana, number one pro-style quarterback, and via the composite rankings, the number three player in the country, according to them. If you go to just the regular 24/7 sports recruiting, you'll see some different numbers, but I always relay the composite rankings that Arch Manning, 24/7 sports puts out. I normally do not get excited about high school quarterbacks. I've seen quite a few of them. I've seen some good ones. Hunter Johnson, he used to play at Clemson, was a local kid out of local area, suburb of Indianapolis. Okay, Brandon Peters used to play at the team up north, local kid, suburb of Indianapolis. I mean, I like quarterback play. There's a quarterback that's going to the Indiana University, local kid out of Indianapolis. They're quarterbacks. I mean, they're all over the place. I don't normally get wowed by things I see from high school athletes as far as projecting what they're going to do at the next level. However, when it comes to Arch Manning and the possibility of him playing football at Ohio State, in the tweet that I sent out yesterday, I stated, among the top group, your Clemson, SMU, Texas, Alabama, and Georgia, among the top group, I would hope that he goes to Texas simply because I want to see Texas win again and get to the ways that Mack Brown had mid to late 2000s, because they did actually go to the national championship, 2009 BCS championship game. If Colt McCoy doesn't get hurt, I truly think that they have a really good shot of beating Alabama in that game, even though Alabama had the Heisman Trophy winner in Mark Ingram. But among that bottom group, it is Ohio State. That's easy. And I do think that Ryan Day is going to do a phenomenal job. The way that you saw Justin Fields, once Ryan Day starts the season and we see how the new quarterback runs the offense and the new quarterback runs the team, that's going to be an even bigger recruiting pitch than maybe him sitting on someone's couch. That's going to be very big. And Justin Fields, seeing how he plays in the NFL, that's very big on seeing how he plays. You can go to Alabama. The quarterbacks really don't do much in the NFL. I mean, they get there some, but they don't really do much in the NFL. Let's just be honest. You could go to Texas. Okay, the Sam Ellinger, wow, anybody? Not at all. SMU, they literally just got Shane Buechele, who left Texas. I mean, and Shane Buechele is not a bad quarterback, but he did leave Texas to go to SMU. You got Georgia, so be it. I don't have to go in depth about that. Clemson, Dabble has a good track record, but I think Ryan Day having his pro experience, being able to develop quarterbacks quickly, I think it's a huge recruiting pitch for Arch Manning. We'll see if or when an official visit is scheduled and if it'll be this summer. We're going to step away very quickly. When we come back, we will welcome in Evan Western, managing editor of AcmePackingCompany.com, part of the SB Nation family, as he helps us learn and find out how Josh Myers fits into the Green Bay Packers offense. But first, check this out. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpets. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose brands, specifications, and even prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto. And joining us now here on Locked On Buckeyes, it is Evan Tex Western. I want to get to that in a second. Managing editor of the Acme Packing Company, the SB Nation site covering the Green Bay Packers. Evan, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks. Thanks for having me on, and excited to talk about some new Packers players.
Absolutely. I did see Tex as a nickname right there between Evan and Western. Oh, how'd you get that little nickname there?
Yeah, it just kind of caught on in high school, Western being my last name. Growing up in Wisconsin, I had never even been to Texas, but guy a year or two ahead of me in band in high school kind of just dubbed it, and it stuck all the way through. So It's followed me around, and I've at least been to Texas now in the last several years, so I can at least claim that. But that's just one of those dumb high school things that carries over.
Yeah, we all have some of those things that carry over from high school. What were your first initial thoughts when you heard that the Packers drafted Josh Myers?
Yeah, honestly, it was a little bit of a surprise because the Packers drafted Elgton Jenkins in the second round 2 years ago. He was a tremendous guard. You know, these last 2 years, made the Pro Bowl this past year, but he was a college center, and I think a lot of people were expecting him to just slide right over into the center role. He filled in for Corey Linsley a couple games in the middle of the season this last year, and so everybody kind of figured that that was the plan, and that the Packers would be looking for offensive line. But once the name came up and the position came up, I think then the initial reaction was also, oh, they're taking Josh Myers instead of Creed Humphrey from Oklahoma, who I think went within the next pick or two. Just because Humphrey tested well at his pro day. Obviously Myers had the injury and wasn't able to test. And the Packers always really seem to love guys with real good athleticism and high testing scores and things. So that was a little bit of the surprise. But yeah, once we started digging into it a little more, he spoke to the media afterwards. It's clear that, you know, he's the type of personality that the Packers love. He's kind of an all business football guy, and the Packers are very much all about that. And I think he'll fit in really well within the locker room, and I certainly like what I've seen from him on tape.
Speaking of fit, you mentioned Creed Humphrey possibly getting drafted, but there's a hole right there at center automatically with Corey Linsley being gone. And I do know some guys that were scouting prospects, and they said, well, Josh Myers could be either a center or a guard, but a lot of Buckeye fans kind of already see him fitting into that center role. Is that kind of the expectation? You know, you kind of hinted at that, but going forward, unless there were a hiccup or two, is that kind of like his solidified spot center? Do you see him starting in year one?
Yeah, it'll be really interesting because, like I said, Jenkins has the ability to move around to center or guard, and they definitely mentioned that Myers has that same ability too, to really play any of the three interior positions. I certainly think they'll give him the first shot at center to see if he impresses in rookie minicamp this coming weekend and OTAs and then into training camp. But I suspect that they'll play him a little bit at all those positions to see where they kind of like him the best. Again, knowing that they got a lot of versatility all across the line. And really, I do think it'll be a matter of, who they really like at which different position. They're going to give all these guys reps all over the place and kind of come up with the best five-man line wherever that is. So regardless, I do think there's a very strong chance that, again, that Myers ends up being the starter on day one. Linsley was the year he got drafted. That was a little bit of an injury situation that he got thrust in the starting lineup. But as you mentioned, the hole is there. If they want to leave Jenkins at guard, he's an all-pro guard. And you certainly can't argue with keeping a guy at a position that he's already playing at a very high level. So it certainly would make sense if Myers were to go out there and play that position that he's been comfortable with the last few years and be able to start very early on sometime this season.
I'm curious what you think as far as Aaron Rodgers disgruntled, complaining about stuff. Does this possibly change his tune or his comments as far as, I got a guy that's coming in, we got a guy that I think could be a center for a long time in the NFL. Do you think he's a little, he explains himself or expresses himself in a different way knowing that Josh Myers is on the offensive line?
Yeah, I'll say this. The Packers certainly did just about everything they could to give Rodgers some more comfort with this draft class. Again, you're drafting an offensive lineman in round two, finally drafting a receiver again in round three, and Amari Rodgers from Clemson. I think all those things will sort of build up a little bit, and at least it's not like they drafted all defense in the first, four rounds or something like that, which they've done in the past. So they certainly seem committed to getting Rodgers some weapons and some additional protection. Hopefully he understands that Linsley leaving was a business decision. I mean, fundamentally, the Packers just could not afford to bring him back especially coming off an all-pro season. And hopefully drafting a guy who might be able to slot in right there in the middle of the line, hopefully that would give him a little bit more comfort. But I think those issues seem to run deeper than just the specific players around him and how they're building around him necessarily this offseason. It's sort of a broader issue that that seems to be really coming to a head now with how they've involved him or not involved him in a lot of the decision-making processes, you know, in terms of building the roster and who he's playing with. So I don't know that it's going to make much of a difference, but, you know, they didn't hurt themselves, put it that way.
Skill set wise, how does or what sticks out when you watch film of Josh Myers in the possibility of how he could help the running game of the Packers?
Yeah, it certainly seemed like Ohio State used a lot of the zone running game, which is very much a staple of the Matt LaFleur offense, the Shanahan tree. They really use a lot of that wide zone. And so his ability to block on the move, I think, is going to be a really big driver in terms of him being able to probably play right away and be effective in that zone running game, because, again, that's what the Packers use. I thought Trey Sermon would have been a perfect fit within the Packers offense. Unfortunately, of course, he goes to San Francisco and he'll be just as good a fit out there, but kind of the same sort of slashing type of back as Aaron Jones is. I think that you can see a lot of the similarities there between, you know, how those two guys run in that scheme. And I think Myers will fit in really well with that.
Last question for you. It's something I'm going to start asking people I didn't ask last week. Do you think Josh Myers will get a second contract with the Packers?
If you're asking me to predict today, I'll say yes. I'll say he probably, you know, I think he ends up starting somewhere again, whether it's guard or center. You know, the Packers have done a really good job of developing linemen, especially early round linemen. And yeah, I think he'll get a second contract and probably play for, you know, 7-8 years in Green Bay.
Okay, that's good to hear. I would love to have him stay at one spot. Midwest guy myself, Green Bay Packers, historic franchise, stay there as long as he can. I think it'll be good for him. But wherever he goes, I'm sure he'll play very well in the NFL. If you could text, let people know they could connect with you on Twitter and then also read some of your work and the great thing you guys are doing at the Acme Packing Company.
Yeah, thanks. You can check out the blog. It's at acmepackingcompany.com. Twitter, the blog's Twitter account is Acme Packing Co. You can get me on Twitter at Tex Western. And yeah, we got rookie minicamp coming up, so we'll finally get a first look at some of these guys in the draft class, some of the undrafted guys. Later on this month, we usually do our 90-man roster recap, so we rank the roster 1 through 90. We'll see what happens with Aaron Rodgers on that list by then. And then, full coverage of OTAs through minicamp, and then, looking forward to getting going and seeing what happens at the start of training camp.
Absolutely. This has been fun, guys. We'll continue this all week long throughout the rest of this week as we talk about Buckeye draft picks and their new homes in the NFL. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing. You can track all the action at betonline.ag. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC /MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device. And when you sign up today, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. And as we wrap up today's episode here on Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. Buckeye fans have grown to love, Buckeye fans have grown to enjoy watching Jonathan Cooper play the football. The first recipient of the Block O jersey, or the zero, which he did end up wearing last year. It goes to a leader, the one that really portrays and displays the values and the core values that Ryan Day and the Buckeye football program value themselves. And that first recipient was Jonathan Cooper, who played last year. He was a late round pick, late draft pick, honestly. Went to the Denver Broncos. We'll hear more about Josh Jonathan Cooper and Brandon Browning later in the week on how they fit into the Broncos defense. And unfortunately, he will have to miss training camp due to a procedure that something he was diagnosed with once he was in high school. So he's been playing with this condition, this issue, since 7 or 8 years now that he's been playing with this condition. It's basically an irregular heartbeat. It will only keep him out of practice a few weeks once the procedure is done and completed. Like I said, it was found in high school. The issue, or the syndrome, as it is called, Wolf-Parkinson's-White syndrome. That's a long word that I went to the internet to help me describe this, because me, myself, and I would not be able to do it without the help of somebody wiser than myself. Here's an explanation about what this syndrome is. A syndrome in which an extra electrical pathway in the heart causes a rapid heartbeat. The extra electrical pathway in Wolf-Parkinson-White syndrome appears between the heart's upper and lower chambers and is present at birth. Symptoms most often appear between the ages of 11 and 50 and include a rapid pounding heartbeat, dizziness, and lightheadedness. Think about a football player playing with that, being able to manage something like this, where it's some of the symptoms do include a pounding heartbeat or irregular heartbeat, as is what Jonathan Cooper has, dizziness and lightheadedness. Doesn't sound like that's something you want to play with, but like with Justin Fields, many of us had no idea that Cooper was playing with this. He knew about it and he was treating it, and it wasn't really a hindrance to him once he's on the field. Treatment may involve the use of medications or a procedure known as ablation. In rare instances, an electric shock may be used to restore a normal rhythm. Possibly, probably, might be what the treatment is going to get when the procedure is put forth. Here is some more interesting information about this. This is something that's very rare, fewer than 20,000 U.S. cases per year. It's treatable by a medical professional, requires a medical diagnosis, lab tests, or imaging always required, and chronic can last for years or be lifelong. Once again, with something like this, you would think that athletes or media members, coaches, somebody would talk about it. We had no idea. And it's nice, it's enjoyable to know that the Broncos didn't go out and just say, we're going to cut you. No, we're going to perform this procedure, get you right, after performing our medical testing, after drafting you, sent you out a few weeks, and then come right in. This is not the first time that a Buckeye player has had something they had to miss time early on in their career. Think about Justin Fields. He won't have to, but his epilepsy could cause him to miss time. He's managed it A-OK and been fine. But Tyquan Lewis and Paris Campbell, both of those guys have had to miss time early on in their career. Tyquan Lewis, I think, missed most, if not all, of his rookie season. Paris Campbell got hurt both his rookie and sophomore years in the NFL. This is nothing new. But for Jonathan Cooper, the determination, his mentality, his approach that he's taking to the football field, I assume it's going to be the same approach he takes to this right now. And I can't wait to see how he comes back onto the field after this procedure is completed. Guys, this has been a fun day. Come back tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, as we will continue to enjoy what we're talking, enjoy Buckeye football and basketball. We'll sprinkle in a lot more basketball talk probably next week, because the roster, I know that there's an assumption that Liddell and Washington Jr. will come back. But if they don't, how does Holtman fill the roster? We'll discuss that next week, because I don't think they'll have a decision made just yet. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. Send all your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. We're done for the day. But come back tomorrow, because this is a place to be to stay up to date with your Ohio State Buckeye football and basketball.